Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 118 for Tuesday, October 27th. I'm Dave Sims. Today's Futures Canada canola market finished slightly higher on choppy trading Tuesday, overcoming some technical resistance with the help of the Canadian dollar. Canola was anywhere from $1.10 to $4.90 higher, with the most active January contract up $1.80 at $476.50 per ton. The Canadian dollar was roughly half a cent lower compared to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to international buyers. This happened while crushers were also showing good demand. Malaysian palm oil was higher, which underpinned the market. The January-March spread was quite active, while the November contract has basically slowed to a crawl. However, growing conditions for the Brazilian soybean crop were improving with rain, which was bearish. There are more ideas that the Canadian canola crop is much larger than previously forecast, which was bearish. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 6 cents higher, with the January contract up 5 cents at $8.89 per bushel. Soybeans were higher with newfound expectations of good demand. According to the USDA, soybean exports last week were 500,000 tons higher than expected. A total of 2.7 million tons were marked for sale in the U.S. In the international front, dry weather in Brazil continues to be a worry. There is also talk that El Niño could promote drought in Brazil over the long haul. Corn was 3 to 4 cents lower, with the December contract coming in at $3.80 a bushel. Prices corrected lower after jumping to their highest point in 2 weeks yesterday. Strong yields and farmer selling weighed heavily on prices. It seemed many sellers moved quickly on Monday when they saw the high prices. Wheat was slightly lower, with the December contract in Chicago coming in at $5.09 a bushel. Poor weather around the world moved wheat up to its highest point in 2 weeks at one point during today's session. In the U.S., rain is forecast to fall on parched fields in the U.S. southern plains, and that should help the winter wheat crop. In Russia and Ukraine, forecasters are calling for 2 weeks of cold weather. The USDA recently rated hard red winter wheat in the U.S. at 47% good to excellent. This was the lowest rating in 3 years. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.